Welcome to Face to Face. Legacy is defined as something left behind from a predecessor. In this particular case, from father to son, and then from father to son. Raul Ramirez talks with his dad, Raul Rudy Ramirez, about the longtime family business that began with Raul's grandfather in the early 1950s.
How, when, where, and why did we start the family business?
My dad worked at the Gracious Hotel. That's where he was a busboy. You know, just cleaned the hallways and whatever has to be done. A lady there that was in charge of all the employees, you know, she saw that dad had that little spark, a little bit different than the rest of the employees. You know?
Right.
So she says, you know, I'm going to send you up to the roof. Because the carpenter shop, the upholstery shop, everything was up at the roof of the hotel. So I'm going to send you over there with this gentleman. He was Anglo. Of course, he was a very good upholsterer. And because Dad would have been happy, you know, sweeping the floors. You know, he would have done whatever, but, you know, he was a career that he had never thought about.
And so when did he decide to leave the hotel, and where did you guys set up shop?
He got to the point where he was working at the hotel. Mm-hmm. Once he got up, then we go home and then we build a building, you know, not a building, but a shop, you know, there the house.
There behind the house.
Behind the house, right.
Right.
And that's where he was, people would call him because people start finding out who he was.
And then he quit working at the hotel at some point. You guys were starting to operate in the early, you know, middle 50s, separate from the hotel.
Correct.
And then after the shop on Marguerite Street, I know there was another shop somewhere.
On Winnebago.
Winnebago Street, over off of Port.
Yeah, it was like a warehouse, but it was a big building, you know, morgue workroom.
Working with families unique, I'm sure you agree.
Right, definitely.
Just being with those that you essentially live with almost 24 hours a day. In your case, working with mom and, you know, I mean, that was 24 hours a day for some years there. And so that, I guess that's similar to other family businesses. That's a piece of being in a family business.
What you brought in was the how to talk to people.
We would go into homes every day and businesses every day where people of you know, in that similar situation might not. I mean, I remember going to Exxon and going to the bank and going to, you know, homes just all over Corpus Christi in South Texas that were remarkable. Mm-hmm. And I know it taught me that, you know, that there was a bigger world out there. And we were working it and we were making money. And I think it helped to shape, maybe be a stepping stone to, you know, seeing things is in a bigger picture,
right?
You know, as a young man and as a person now.
And then you get done and you deliver the customers. Oh, Mr. Ramirez, that's beautiful. You know, they didn't have to thank you. You're just by the way they smile, they're happy. You know.
How would you like to have the business remembered?
Well, the way I would like for it to be remembered was the type of work we do, the quality of work we did. You know, our name was number one. You know.
Sure. I really had a good time. I hope you did, too.
That you did, and then very proud of you.
Yeah.
Very proud of you, son. Yeah.
We've done well, and that's all because of what we did.
Yeah. Right. I miss it, but then again, I'm not looking forward to it, you know. I'm done, man. You know, I just want to enjoy life, you know. So, yeah.
Well, good. Okay, yeah, thanks, Dad.
From generation to generation, a legacy continues, face to face.